Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude this message on choosing sides. I would trust that all of us listening want to choose the side of the Lord. And we've been looking in great detail the last couple weeks at the life of good King Jehoshaphat, who had one weakness, if you will, for whatever reasons. He aligned himself with those that worked iniquity, and that was, he made an affinity and alliance with King Ahab of Israel. And he certainly loved the Lord, but that one weakness was that he did not have the discernment, he didn't have the courage to refuse the affinity, this alliance that he made with Ahab. And he may have thought, well, perhaps he could be a good influence, a good witness, whatever. That's why the Word of God tells us to be not unequally yoked. That's why if we lose a spouse in marriage through death, that person is free to marry again only in the Lord. You cannot be unequally yoked. A believer should not marry an unbeliever with the hopes that they're going to get saved. I mean, the Word of God counsels against that. And let me just tell you, from many years of prayer and correspondence ministry, those who have not heeded that have paid a price in great sorrow and heartache. And so we see that this area of wanting to be loving or to find there may be good purposes in that, and you know, I'm speaking not just of family relationships, but also business relationships. You can't enter into a real covenant relationship with someone who is diametrically opposed to you. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? And many Christians are weak in this area, whether it's unsaved friends or unsaved children. Ahab, just summarizing again, he was a wicked king of Israel. He could possibly be the most wicked of all the wicked kings. He rejected serving God. He worshiped Baal. And when he decided to fight against Ramoth-Gilead, he sought the help of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And it's one thing, beloved, to witness and to live a godly life before the wicked. It's another thing to make an alliance with them, an agreement to walk as they walk, do as they do. This is true of friends or family. Now, some listening, you may not like this, but the principle is in place. God established it. Remember, Jehoshaphat says, well, I am as you are, as you know, I will go with you to Ramoth-Gilead. And 2 Chronicles 18:3, it shows us, I'm actually going to quote what Jehoshaphat said when he was asked by Ahab to join him. And Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he, Jehoshaphat, answered him, I am as thou art, as my people, and my people as thy people, and I will be with thee in the war. He is absolutely saying, I am one with you. And even though Jehoshaphat said he would stand side by side with Ahab, he didn't inquire of God. This was out of order. The reason it was out of order was because Ahab had forsaken God. How could he ask the Lord for guidance when he did? When Micaiah gave him the word, he didn't want to hear it. Jehoshaphat should have made his own inquiry before the Lord, before, not after, he had consented to go with Ahab. So Ahab sends 400 prophets to make, their inquiry of, quote, the Lord, and they weren't men of God. They were Ahab's yes men. Their advantage with the king depended on their agreeing with him. And beloved, the devil would always demand your allegiance, your agreement with him. It's, you know, not a a popular thing to walk in integrity before the Lord. And, you know, as I'm thinking, Psalm 1 certainly has new significance in light of what we've been sharing these last several days, because it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." That's basically what Jehoshaphat was doing, wasn't he? "Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." You see, that's why it's important we know the word of God. He did delight to know the Lord, and taught the commandments of the Lord, the law of the Lord. But unless we are willing to put our entire, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways of that pathway are the ways of death. And so we can't rely on our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And so it goes on to say, verse 3, "He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff with the wind driveth away." Therefore, listen to this. This is, you know, that's heaven's going to be this way. The ungodly aren't they're not going to stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And David said in Psalm 3, it was his morning prayer of trust to God, "O Lord, my adversaries have increased. Many are they that trouble me." Some of you right now are going through these kinds of battles. "There's no deliverance for him in God," they say. What does David say? "But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head." Hallelujah. "I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me." Praise God, beloved. Fear may be trying to grip you, beloved. You know, the devil could be telling you, "You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't lift this, you can't, you're not going to make it." But beloved, it's not how you feel, it's what God's word says. And you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, I don't feel it. I have nothing in my heart. I'm just so discouraged." But beloved, if you will believe the Lord, regardless of how you feel, with an act of your will, take his word, stand on it. You have Jesus in your heart. And when God sees that you're going to stand your ground, there's a time coming when you will feel it. Beloved, it will stir you. Praise God. God is a living God, and he wants us to be jealous for him. He wants us to hate evil. That's what he wants us to do. And while we love the person, it is important that we be a witness, that we speak the truth in love. And sometimes that's not going to be accepted. That's why so many of our Christian brethren are being persecuted around the world. They're making a stand for God. They're not going to compromise. And sometimes there's a price to pay. But beloved, wouldn't you rather have the pleasure of your Father in heaven than the accolades and the acclaim of those around about you? Beloved, that's my heart's desire, and that's why I've taken the time to share that even though you may be walking with the Lord, we have to be on guard against the enemy getting us on a wrong path, aligning ourselves with things that sound good, because we have to take the whole counsel of God into our hearts and into our decision-making process. Jehoshaphat suffered both times that he did. He aligned himself with the wicked. The first time, when he aligned himself with Ahab, Jehu the prophet went out to meet him and questioned him. He said, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." And then the second time, when Jehoshaphat, after much much time had passed, he joins himself with Ahaziah, the king of Israel, who did very wickedly, and they had a plan to make ships to go down to Tarshish. And basically, another prophet comes to him and says, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works. And the ships were broken. They were not able to go to Tarshish. And so, and what's even more significant is that his firstborn son, who succeeded him on the throne after he, quote, slept with his fathers, that he murdered all of his brothers and strengthened himself in the kingdom. And he walked in the ways of the king of Israel because he had married the daughter of Ahab. And he wrought, quote, that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. That's verse 6 of chapter 21. And so, beloved, there are consequences to our action. And as we bring this broadcast to a close, let's just pray that God give us, give his people, the wisdom that we need and the courage we need to be able to stand against compromise, against the things that would try to make us be more appealing and more agreeable to the ways of the world, to the wicked. Beloved, we can't do that. We have to stand our ground. Father, you've known all these things that are written in the Word of God, and how we're a counsel to seek you first, to seek your face, to do that which is right in your sight. And Father, forgive us for the times that, even in well-meaning, Lord, when we're deceived, we don't know that we're deceived. And Father, I come against deceiving spirits that would cause your people to walk in error, to align ourselves, as this wonderful King Jehoshaphat did, with the ungodly, and wrath had gone out from before you against him. Father, give us divine wisdom. Give us Holy Ghost discernment, that we would have the strength and the courage to do the right thing before you, even if it means causing dismay in behalf of loved ones or co-workers or associates or neighbors, that we will walk in love, but that we will do that which was pleasing to you first and foremost. That is our heart's desire. Help us not to walk in the way of the ungodly. Help us not to listen to the counsel of the wicked. Help us, Lord, to be as a tree of righteousness, an oak of righteousness planted by trees of living water, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining me, and we'll see what the Lord has for us next week. I love you, pray for you every day, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.